Since the University of Alabama had the most revered football coach ever in Paul Bryant, often has the best football team in the country, and is supported by millions of devoted fans, it is no surprise that there is a huge demand for books about the Crimson Tide. Sports writers are well aware of this demand and do their best to meet it. The very newest among literally dozens of books about Alabama football is Alabama Football Tales, published in 2012 by Lewis Bowling. This is a thin book of 31 short chapters, heavily illustrated with photos of players in action and posed on and off the field, coaches, cheerleaders, even crowds at the Tuscaloosa train station, assembled to welcome home triumphant teams from road victories. Many of these images are part of the American culture of fame. There are few fans who are not familiar with the visages of Coach Bryant, say, or Joe Namath. The more interesting photos are of players of another generation, usually as young men. Don Hutson, who played at the other end from Paul Bryant on the 1934 championship team, and Dixie Howell, their quarterback, who went on to be a Hollywood actor like Johnny Mack Brown of the 1926 Rose Bowl championship team. Older photos show close-ups of handsome Bully Vandegraaff, All-American in 1915, part of a big win over Swanee, then a powerhouse, and the teams of 1896, 1915, 1921, 1925, and others. Vandegraaff provides the author with a tale I had not heard before. During the Tennessee game, Bowling quotes Tennessee tackle Bull Bayer as saying that Bully, quote, had a real nasty cut, and the ear was dangling from his head, bleeding badly. He grabbed his ear and tried to yank it from his head. His teammates stopped him, and his managers bandaged him. He wanted to tear off his own ear so he could keep playing, end quote. Bowling also writes of the series against Marion Military Institute from 1902 to 1922. UA racked up 482 points. Marion never scored. And the 1903 loss of 81-0 looked like a squeaker compared to the final match, 1922, in which the score was 110-0. There is a good deal in this book about Alabama coach Wallace Wade, the coach to whom everyone gives credit for putting Alabama football on the national map with the 1926 Rose Bowl win. Wade moved on to coach with great success at Duke, a basketball power, and a private school, very different from Alabama. Those wanting to learn more about Coach Wallace Wade might read Bowling's very fine biography. There are many bits and anecdotes here about Coach Bryant, and if these arouse curiosity, the place to go is Alan Berra's definitive biography of Bryant, The Last Coach. Bowling includes a page on Hugh Miller, the Alabama football player who, wounded and cast up on Arundel Island in the Pacific after his ship went down, survived in the jungle from July 18 to August 16, evaded capture, and killed 15 Japanese soldiers along the way. Miller's story should send readers to When Winning Was Everything by Delbert Reed. Reed has covered this material, the stories of Alabama football players in World War II, thoroughly and in graceful prose. Bowling's short tales of Alabama football are appetizers, best for neophytes. Those with a taste for more should start with Winston Groom's The Crimson Tide.